Welcome to Cody Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be talking about Wrangler. Is essentially a collection of themes for your various editors. Now, what I've got here is just an example on the site, and it shows the plethora of themes that are available. There's so many. So if you're looking to either replace your current theme or looking for something new in general, or even something as an alternative for maybe when you're giving presentations or something like that, this package is great because it will cover most of your needs. I don't think there's going to be a theme here that you'll find that, or you will find a theme that you'll like and be able to use. And it's going to cover your editor that you're using. So mainly you want to talk about the VS, the Visual Studio editions, but VS Code, JetBrains, Sublime, Atom, Vim, Xcode, Coda, VS, SQL Pro, iTerm, and Markdown. That's a lot of editors to support and a lot of things to support, and it does it very well. Now for VS, so for Visual Studio, there's over 320 color themes. Now I don't know if just Wrangler site hasn't been updated because it's just got over 250, but there's a 324 Visual Studio, very easy to install. Highly recommend checking it out on GitHub. But Wrangler itself, it's been around for quite some time. So Dale Reese originally created all these themes, and he's been doing it for quite a long time, and I've found it's been a great repository if you want to find some kind of nice theme for whatever syntax you're working, whether it's Ruby, PHP, JavaScript. Some will work across all languages, some won't. So being able to switch very easily because there's so many different options to change or options to select, it's really nice to see that there. So that's all I really got for this one. I'd love to know, have you checked out Wrangler before, or Dale Reese? Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, Dale. If not, sorry, I'm terrible at pronouncing things. But yeah, check it out if you're looking for a new theme or you want to get into sprucing up your editor with something new in general. Themes are the easiest way to do that, and it's something you can chop and change as you go. And it's generally not something hard to configure, so it's really nice there. The other thing that I like to also go between, which I'll just note here, is a light version and a dark version. So I like to use a light theme if I'm doing a presentation or something like that, or if I want something to stick out at me. So like on a certain screen, I'm going to have a certain color. But most of the time I'm using a dark screen just to help my eyes during the day and at night. But sometimes it's hard to see those things. Like if anyone's ever given a presentation with code on a dark screen, you'll know how bad it works. So being able to have an option there to switch to something lighter is really nice to have. And there are some quite pretty nice to look at themes there available. But I'd love to know, what themes do you use? Is this something that you've had looked at in the past in various incarnations? Because I know you can just get it off GitHub, and there's other things that have been like forked and stuff like that. But I'd love to know what you use, how you found it, what other themes are out there that you think's worth checking out. I'd love to know. So you can leave a comment in the comment section below if you're watching this on YouTube. Otherwise, you can check it out on codacatchup.com and leave a comment there. Send through a tweet at codacatchup on Twitter, or send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. That's all I really got for this one, and we'll catch you next one. Bye.